Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got Jerry Recco with us this morning, and he's got an update. Good morning, Jerry.
All right, guys. Good morning. And we start with the football game last night. Monday Night Football, Texans and Titans. And as you guys already pointed out, big game in terms of the playoff race. Tennessee went in at 5-5. Houston on a 7-game winning streak, and they made it 8.
And on downs, it goes over to Deshaun Watson. Houston's offense at the Houston 3 under center gets the snap and hands off. And it goes to Miller over the right guard, the 5, the 10 on the hash mark, breaks free, the 15. He's at the 20. He's running on the far side. Chase to the 40, down the sideline, the 50. Down the sideline, the 40, the 30. Chase to the 15, the 10, the 5. It's a touchdown!
Oh! Yeah. Yes. Oh. 97 yards on the score. Kevin Harlan Westwood won here on the Fan. Lamar Miller, part of his 162 yards as the Texans beat the Titans 34-17. Deshaun Watson threw for 210, couple of touchdowns. Also ran for another. Here was Watson. He says Miller was crucial.
I mean, it just opened up the whole offense. The safeties get aggressive. The defense got to play, you know, show what their hand is.
What about the fumble, too, that he had? That was
I
not
don't know.
A fumble.
I thought it was kind of close. I didn't think it was a fumble.
Really? Okay.
No, I didn't. One thing I will say is that Jason Witten may have had his best game last night because he did question the Tennessee Titans going for it on fourth down and handing it to a tight end at the fullback position. And I'm like, wait a minute, timeout. You spent 16 hours a day and that's the freaking play you come up with? I mean, that's what I wanted to say. I want to just like dive through the TV screen and just say, you got to be kidding me. That's a play that you're going to call on fourth and one.
It's amazing how many of these aggressive calls we've seen from coaches that people will agree with going for it. It's then the play call that's the problem. We had the same thing with the Giants. All right, so they get the penalty, 2-point conversion. I didn't really have a problem with them going, but run the ball in that situation as opposed to throwing it.
So let me ask you guys this question. You guys are big football fans. You're
sure.
Big fantasy guys.
Yeah.
You follow your fantasy teams and all that stuff.
We do.
So you're Adam Gase and you're playing in Indianapolis. Game is tied. Your team's backed up. It's late in the game. And you got a 3rd and 8, I think, from the 15-yard line, Eddie, or whatever it was, or the 12-yard line. And you hand the ball off up the middle.
Giving up.
So aren't you on the sideline? Aren't you like this offensive guru, this guy that schemes and coaches and comes up with all these great ideas? And you have your quarterback that you got there, your first round pick, Ryan Tannehill. Aren't you on the sideline going, you know, if we don't make this and I have to punt it, I'm going to be giving it to Andrew Luck in his building and he's going to drive it. And they're going to end up kicking a game-winning field goal. Aren't you saying that to yourself?
Kind of like the whole Belichick thing, going for it on fourth down from the 40-yard line, because if you give the ball back to Peyton Manning, you're going to lose.
All right, so it didn't work for Belichick. He gave it back to Peyton Manning
anyway.
But you
understood what he did.
Right, so my point being is that it's not that – it's the play call that bothers people. So give Ryan Tannehill a chance. Have him throw a pass down the field or do something. Make something happen with his legs like just Deshaun Watson. Don't come up with some, give up play – when the game is on the line. And you have to be more aware if you're a coach, like what's going on.
Especially in a season like the Dolphins are having. Like, seriously, what do you have to lose?
Nothing.
I mean, what do you have to lose? And I'm surprised at Gase, because Gase is an offensive guy. Usually, and he seems like he's got some stones. I don't know.
I was so disappointed in that call. And then, you know, he wants to talk about after game. You know, my team played hard and so on. Well, you know, how about giving your team a chance to win when the game's on the line? At the end of the day, all these fourth quarter decisions by these coaches ultimately – come down to whether or not the team wins or loses.
And by the way, back to that fumble thing for a second, there was a definitive shot. And yes, I know it is zoomed in and it's a still shot and everything, but they did go to review it where that ball was out before his elbow.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Deshaun Watson.
It moved.
Well, I mean, it was, but that's the point. I mean, it was on its way out before the elbow was down. So I don't know how they took that long to look at it and didn't come back that way, but it was a little tricky because it was very close to the elbow being down, but it was definitive.
Marcus Mariota in the loss, 22 of 23, 303 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He was sacked six times on the night. The Titans play the Jets on Sunday, which brings us to the local teams, Giants and Bears on Sunday. So Pat Shurmur spoke yesterday. He had an interesting 15 minutes.
Pat Shurmur!
Yes. He was told about Beckham wanting to attack the Eagles secondary. We played that clip, yep, of course, on Monday morning.
Who said that, Odell?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we ran the ball 18 times. We threw it 37, right? That's twice as many throws as there were runs, right?
He essentially says, go talk to him.
You'll have to ask him to define it after he watches the tape.
Jeez.
But, you know, I felt like we were trying to do the things necessary to win the game.
Hmm. He's tired of that guy, man. He is. Who said that, Odell? Okay, here we go again. I mean, there was so much that was being said without being said with that tone. I mean, and the way that he handled that ESPN interview, I'm going to get all the drama out of the way now.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk to him, he's a big boy. I mean, he does not he does not tolerate this popping off stuff.
Well, you have a explosive personality, you have the New York media, you have a losing team, and you have a first-year head coach.
Right.
You have all the makings for
a disaster.
A disaster and drama, and basically, you know, the decision-making over there has been horrendous. It really has.
Yeah.
It really has been bad.
Reporter asked if Eli starts Sunday, to which he said yes. Reporter then wondered, why Eli if the postseason's dead? This is how that went.
The playoffs are mathematically impossible, and gosh, trying to look at guys.
You got to think of some other questions. My goodness. You go every week with giving your team the best opportunity to win the football game each week. Each week. That's how you do this thing.
He was then reminded about last season, though he wasn't here.
John has admitted they made a mistake not getting a look at Davis Webb last year. So, I mean, isn't it in your mind that seeing Kyle Uletta would be a priority at some point in the last 5 weeks?
Why are you jumping over Tanny?
Okay.
See, so this goes to show that Pat Shurmur was not here last year. Why? Because he was preparing for the NFC Championship game and the playoffs and all that other stuff. So he had no idea what the hell went on here. But somebody had to tell him, right?
After this press conference, if someone didn't run up to him right away and say, hey, listen,
hey, you idiot,
we've got to talk. Why are you jumping over Danny?
Jesus. Reporter wondering about the future of the quarterback position there.
Is Tanny a potential long-term solution at quarterback compared to a guy like Lauletta?
Who knows? Right? I think that's where you know, you're getting bogged down here. Who knows?
Who knows?
You're getting bogged down. Who knows? 30-year-old Alex Tanny's
31.
31 now. 31. I'm sorry. 31-year-old Alex. Made one start in his career. He might be the future of the New York Giants.
Stop. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Stop.
So we go from that mess to the Jets. They take on the Titans Sunday, as we said. Here's Todd Bowles after reviewing the film of the Patriot loss.
Effort was good. We just didn't play smart in certain situations, especially late in the game.
See, I feel like he says that after every loss.
I know. Well, that's what he's doing now. He's like, they didn't quit on me. Effort was there. They're playing for me. They're not quitting. We just suck.
Well, one guy who didn't suck because he didn't play was Darnold. He needs to be on the field again real soon.
It'll be good for him just to play. And the more games he can play, the better off he'll be. And obviously, he's got to get healthy first, and he has to practice and get back used to the routine again. And then we'll see from there.
I'm just picturing him in bed. Sure, so sounds like on his conference call.
The problem is he sounds like that when he's standing up in front of the media, too. So, anyway, Jaguars Colts on Sunday. Cody Kessler starts at quarterback for Jacksonville. Jaguars also fired their offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Doug Marrone on the day's events.
It's a tough day, you know, but that's how this business is. I mean, it's tough when you let go with someone that you have a ton of respect for and have worked with longer than I've worked with any other coach. And then a quarterback that I have a lot of respect for is toughness.
Yeah, well, he's out. Blake Bortles, that is. And the Bengals placed Andy Dalton on IR. Jeff Driscoll takes over as their starting quarterback. All right, NBA last night. Knicks and Nets were off. Knicks in Detroit tonight. Warriors beat the Magic as Kevin Durant had a big night.
Durant takes it, cross midcourt, drives on Isaac. Left hand, right hand, goes up, scored, got fouled! Gliding across the lane, left to right.
Tim Roy, Warriors Radio, 49 for Kevin Durant as the Warriors beat the Magic 116-110. Klay Thompson had 29 as well. Elsewhere of note, the Wizards beat the Rockets in overtime 135-131 despite 54 from James Harden. John Wall had 36 and Kyrie Irving 26 points and 10 assists. Celtics move over 500, beat the Pelicans 124-107. The Mets hire Jim Riggleman as their new bench coach. The Yankees designate Ronald Torres for assignment. He's available.
Yeah, toe's gone, man.
I think that this whole Riggleman thing tells you all you need to know about what they thought about the job that Mickey Callaway did. I think it's a good hire. I think it helps them. I think they want to keep the positivity from Mickey Callaway and whatever he got going there the second half of the season. But they also want to bring in another set of eyes and also somebody that's very experienced.
This is exactly what Brody Van Wagenen said they were going to
do.
Get a guy that can help him out in situations
I don't have a problem with that. If you're going to keep him, then support him. That's the bottom line.
I think it's a good hire, too, if you're keeping Mickey Callaway. But doesn't this also cement the fact that Brody Van Wagenen was told to keep Mickey Callaway? I mean, do you think that if he was given autonomy that Mickey Callaway would have been the manager if you're hiring another guy to help him do his job like this?
But he said that, though. At his introductory press conference.
I know he said it, but I'm talking about before he took the job. It was the same thing with the whole Eli Manning thing with the Giants. You're keeping Mickey Callaway. Mickey Callaway's not going to get fired.
It's a bench coach. All right.
He'll end up being a manager.
Jerry, we're talking about a bench coach.
Yes.
Pal? No. It's not. You can't minimize this. They hired this guy because Mickey Callaway.
I get it.
You had guys batting out of order last year, he had the Cy Young Award winner rolling his eyes at him when he went to go get him off the mound.
We're talking about a bench coach.
A bench coach who will be the manager if things go south by midseason. You know he will.
I got to go get some fluids. I can't handle this.
All right, fine.
We're going to make sure that it's got fluid to the top.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Riggleman's got
fluid. Hey,
Brody, rock me.
And the Braves, I don't know what they were thinking. They gave Josh Donaldson $23 million for a one-year deal. No idea why.
What?
So, yes. I actually thought Donaldson would get something on the line, $9, $10 million maybe. Get $23 million. He did nothing last year, fought injuries, and wasn't good with Toronto.
Somebody in the MLB office said, look, somebody's got to give out an idiotic contract just so we don't look like we're, holding down the numbers.
It's only a year, but it's crazy. It's
ridiculous.
Good night for your Rangers.
Rangers have it. Hedl moves in with Kreider, 2-on-1. Hedl, Kreider,
score! Sam Rosen on MSG. Chris Kreider on the Storm. With the Rangers, a 4-2 win over the Senators. That was a third-period goal, proved to be the difference. Mark Stahl and Elias Anderson scored in the first period, their first goals of the season, and Henrik Lundqvist made 29 saves. As for the Islanders, not a good night as they took on the Capitals. That's a shame. They came up short to Washington.
Caps win the faceoff, though. Ovechkin to Carlson, the quarterback, to Backstrom on the right half board. The power play runs through him more than anyone else. In front for Wilson, shoots and scores!
That is Chris King, radio. Radio.com. That Wilson goal, one of two on the night. Nick Dowd, the go-ahead goal in the second period. Caps wound up beating the Islanders 4-1. And a bad loss for the Devils, who waste leads of 2-0 and 3-2.
Oh, that's a shame.
Wind up falling to the Panthers in Sunrise, 4-3 in overtime. Mike Hoffman with the game-winning goal, a minute 28 into the overtime. They gave up the lead there with about 90 seconds to go in regulation.
Oh.
Miles Wood, Blake Coleman, and Jesper Bratt score in defeat.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.